Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Avot Zara, and we're up to parakei Mishnah Ches. So, Yayin Nesach Aser. Yayin Nesach is Aser Ba'ana, V'Oser B'Kolshu. Not only that, it Asers even B'Kolshu. Even if just a tiny amount of Yayin Nesach mixes with a large amount of Mutter wine, the whole thing is going to be Aser. Yayin b'yayin, umayim b'mayim. Yayin nesach mixed with kosher wine, water that's mixed with other type of water, b'kol shehu, will aser even with a kol shehu. Yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, b'nosin tam. Meaning this is the principle called min b'mino versus min b'she'ino mino. So if you have two things, that one is aser, one is mutter, but they're the same product, so then it's even going to aser b'kol shehu. But if it's min b'she'ino mino, so then it's only aser. So Zaklal min b'mino b'mashuhu v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. Whenever you have min b'mino, the yisur is going to be b'mashuhu. Whenever you have min b'she'eno mino, then it's going to be b'nosin tam. So this is not only a din about yayin nesach. This is true about everything that you're going to have these basic rules of taroves. Mishnah test elu asurin va'osrin b'kol she'in. The following things are asur, and they asur their taroves even in tiny amounts. Yayin nesach va'avodazara va'orus levuvin. Orus levuvin are the hides of an animal where you ripped out the heart of the animal, which is a form of avodazara. Vishara niskal, and a shar that killed the person and therefore deserves to get skila. Ve'egla rufa, when you find a body between two cities and you do the egla rufa procedure. Vitzipari mitzora, the birds that are used for the korbanos of the tahara process of mitzora. Usa'ar nazir, the hair of a nazir. Zero Peter Chamar, a firstborn male donkey that needs to be niftes, ubasa b'chalav, you have basa b'chalav zasa b'hana, v'chulun shenishchu b'azara, and chulun that was shechted in the azara, harelu asurin va'osim b'kol she. These things are asur, and they're asur even b'kol shehu, meaning even if it's a teeny tiny percentage of the taroves, it's still going to be problematic, it's still going to be aser. So normally things are batal b'shishim, these things are not batal b'shishim, because either they're aser bahana'a, or they're davar shebiminyan. So davar shebiminyan is something that cannot become aser no matter what. Or it could be that it's a chatichori l'skabi, whatever they're not subject to bittel when you have these things. I'm sorry, not either or, both. That because it's an Isra'na and it's a davar shebiminyan, that's why it's not going to be batel. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Ches we had said that yayin nesach is aser, and aser's more yayin b'kol shehu, but if it's min b'she'enu mino, it only aser's b'nosin tam. And then we had said that the following things aser b'kol shehu: yayin nesach and avodazar and oros levuvin and nishor niskal and negla rufa and the tzipari mitzora and the hair of a nazir and petach hamar and basa b'chalav and chulin shnishchu b'azara. All those things are aser, and aser even b'kol shehu, they don't become batel b'shishin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Parakei Mishnah Yud.